Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today, because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. Farm equipment is getting so advanced, you really need an advanced hydraulic fluid to reduce your downtime. So here's the secret. Go for the green one. That's right, Cenex Quicklift HDB. No matter what color equipment you run, that green Quicklift hydraulic fluid will keep it going. Have you checked your manual lately? You may be using a brand that doesn't even meet specs. So for proven durable protection, always look for the green one, Quicklift HDB. Find a dealer at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Well, look for the cattle complex to open on a mixed basis this morning thanks to a slow combination of follow-through selling and pre-cash short covering. Now, the lean hog futures should also begin on both sides of unchanged tied to midweek profit-taking. Cash cattle buyers should soon start to show better inquiry, floating more preliminary bids around the circuit. Look for bids to open around 114 to 115 in our part of the country. Asking prices will be suggested around 120. Now, the yet-to-active trade volume could easily be delayed until, well, tomorrow or Friday. Live and feeder futures seem set for a mixed opening today as traders begin to position ahead of cash business. The cash hog trade seems staged to open with generally steady bids. As we move towards Labor Day, it will be interesting to watch live and dressed weights. Often country sales will start to recover in early September, especially if aggressive marketing through August has worked to pull ready numbers forward. Now, the lean future is also likely to begin with uneven price action and slow volume today. On the grains, corn futures closed lower yesterday with volume leader December coming to rest at the 20-day moving average support area after USDA unexpectedly raised the crop's condition rating to 75% good to excellent. Soybean futures closed a little lower as a late rebound was unable to recover all of the day's losses. Crop tours in the Midwest are finding some minor problems in corn and soybeans, but apparently nothing serious enough to raise doubts about USDA big numbers for both crops. Also, the tours move to Iowa and Illinois later this week where conditions are a bit better. Well, the wheat markets did finish lower as reports continue to come in of bigger foreign crops. Canada's Statistics Canada on Tuesday forecast that country's crop at 30.5 million metric tons. That's up about 10.5% from last year and the second largest in 25 years. Corn futures again down about 5 cents after USDA said that corn improved 75% good to excellent. The improvement surprised many who expected some slippage. We'll check futures in a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Well, looking at our livestock futures, our cattle futures for October, down 62 at 109.72. December down 75 at 110.97. September feeder cattle down 50 cents, 143.92. And October was down 110 yesterday at 140.45. October hogs down 62 at 60.52. December down 52 at 56.52. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, the September down 6.5 yesterday, 407 and a quarter. December down 6.5 at 430. 33.5. September wheat down 7.5 at 407 and 3 quarters, and December down 7 and 3 quarters, 427 and a half. September corn down 4 and 3 quarters at 328.5. December down 5 and a quarter, 337 and a quarter. September soy down a penny at 1034 and a quarter. November down 2 and a quarter at 1013 and a half. October cotton down 34, 67.78. December down 17, 68.27. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.